Welcome back to Between Two Pods, the season two wrap-up episode. Again, with me like last time, I have Joey.
Yay, it's Joey here at last.
How are you, Joey?
I'm good. I'm a bit blindsided. Slade texted me about 40 minutes ago saying, are you free this afternoon? I was driving to the shops at the time, and I said, what do you want me for? And he said, oh, I need someone to chat with about Between Two Pods. So, you know, here we are. Happy days. How are you, Slade?
I'm good. I leave for vacation tomorrow, which will kind of timestamp when we're recording this. Yeah. So I need to go pack and whatnot.
Slade's going to do loads of cocaine in Atlantic City.
All right, yeah.
That's how you speed this episode up. It'd be like the Call of Duty episode.
Yeah. I didn't, you said I burped and kept going. I missed the burp when I was doing the edit, by the way. I was like, I had to like pull it back. I didn't even notice that I burped.
Yeah, you did. You didn't even skip a beat with it. It was it was almost impressive.
I think it was impressive. But really quick, I'd like to give a big shout out to all the season two guests who submitted their questions back.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a response from pretty much everybody.
That's because Between Two Pods is good fun and people enjoy being on it.
Yeah. Well, like I said last time, I think the fun of Between Two Pods is everybody likes to talk about themselves, but nobody wants to be that asshole who just talks about themselves.
Yeah.
So, Fair enough. You give someone a platform to do it where they're not being the asshole.
You have a way with words, Slade.
Do I?
You do. You don't mince them, that's for sure.
I think that's one of my quality features.
Number one on your CV.
Well, I think it's because you always know where you stand with me.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So let's start off with Thrack from the 3DO experience. Oh, I should probably tell you. I had everybody this year not only tell me their name, but their show, so this way I knew who was filling out the form this time. I learned my lesson.
Nice. Are they the same questions as last time?
No, three different ones.
Oh, cool.
So we have, what question would you have answered differently? What should I be asking future guests?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have another question for Slade?
Mm, nice.
I kept it real simple.
Just like me. That's why I'm here.
So, Joey, let's start with Thrack from the 3DO experience.
Mm.
Who, question he would have answered differently was the question about penis size. What should Massive. I be... What should I be asking future guests? Favorite pain medicine?
What?
Apparently.
What's your favorite pain medicine, Slade?
The Advil, but it's the arthritis one.
Why do you know what the arthritis version of a pain med is?
Because that's the one I buy.
I guess you like fentanyl.
Fentanyl? No.
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 Okay.
No.
It's not a thing over here. That's why I got the name wrong.
Yeah. And the last one is there another question for Slade? Just says, how did you get so cute?
Well,
I think it's because I drink.
You drink rainbows.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Cool.
All right. Thank
well, there you.
There
you go. If you want to be as cute, if you want to be as cute as Slade, drink rainbows.
All right. Next, we got Chris Copeland from the Retro Hangover podcast.
Yeah. Nice.
What question would you have answered differently? His was the what's wrong with AAA gaming. I don't know if you listened to that episode, Joey, but he's the one who said, I don't think anything's wrong with it. I think it's doing what it should be.
All of the episodes, Slade. Ooh.
Yeah, he had the contrarian one. Which I actually liked his answer a lot, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I remember his answer completely, which, I mean, I know goes against what I just said. I did listen to it, but I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Question I should be asking future guests, which I like this one. If you consider gaming to be art, do you consider AAA gaming to be art? Why or why not?
That is a great question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you that question, Slade.
I think AAA being art is like saying that AI makes art. It's a bit soulless.
It depends on what you define as AAA.
That's the other argument you have to have. What if it's quadruple A? Is that art?
Yeah, but there's only one of them so far, so it's a small pool to fish from. I said that I believe Dark Souls is art. And would you say From Software make AAA games?
I said they're a double A game.
Okay. I think
like, you know how when you do a tier list, you would put something at the top of like A, which means that it's almost in S tier.
Okay.
That's where I would put them, in the top of double A. Not there. I don't know what it is that's missing, but there's just like a little something.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree, but I think it's a great question.
Is there another question for Slade, which says, do you think Auburn will beat Alabama regularly now that Saban is gone? I don't know if you know this, Joey, the coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide finally fucking retired. And that man is a tactical genius in the game of American football.
Hooray, roll tide.
Yeah, he was the only, like, if you went to any other college stadium, they would all say, we want Bama, you know, like, it was notorious. They wanted to play him because they thought they could beat him, and then they'd get their asses kicked.
Fair enough.
And then they wouldn't hold up that sign anymore.
That was a bad use of roll tide, wasn't it?
It was.
Is there a good use of roll tide?
No.
I did know that Roll Tide is pro-Alabama
right.
You, which I know you don't like.
No. But with him gone, we have a new coaching staff at Auburn University as well, so it's going to be interesting football season this fall.
Both teams
are going to be dealing with... No, think about it. If you had two big rivalry teams in, you know, soccer that have all new coaching staff... That's regularly. I know, but that's a big deal.
I think it's very different. I mean, it, yes and no. But we're not getting into the schematics of football versus football here.
No. So, Josh Koval from Still Loading.
Loading was a good one.
Thank you.
Great, great one. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. What question would you have answered differently? Said, honestly, can't remember which ones he was asked. I don't blame him. We recorded that like last year, so.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It's not like you listened to this before you answered. It's fine. Question for future guests. What's a challenge for you with the podcast/show? What have you done to help ease/solve that challenge?
What would yours be?
Same answer I always give. Time zones.
Mine would be Tim. I'm joking.
Are you going to make him own up about his injuries? Is that what it is?
I can't talk about that anymore. Legally, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It really upsets him, so I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, oh, poor Tim. Poor
Tim, it's a bullshit injury.
Is there another question for Slade? No questions. Keep doing you. Thanks, Josh. That's very nice.
I wish we had another How Did You Get So Cute?
Well, let's see. We have Chris from A Novel Console. Question to answer differently. The favorite podcast question... So many more he would have liked to have shouted out.
Yes, okay.
Now, as I say in the episode, if you don't remember them off the top of your head, they're not your favorite.
What would yours be?
I really love gaming and collecting, Dan casting views, the Talking Smack guys. We're recording this after, but we just did the episode with Antonio from the Cultworthy. That's always fun. Him and nice. Justin's new show, Back to the Balcony.
So, Justin and Antonio... The thing I know about them is, their podcasts, obviously, they both have excellent voices. Their voices are made for podcasts.
Oh, I said that in the episode.
Brilliant.
We record like last Sunday. Antonio was like, oh, do you want to say anything? I was like, I'm just enthralled listening to you and Josh talk. I'm good. This is like listening to the episode right now.
It was like ages ago, not last podcast, the one before where we got Chat Tsunami on. Mm-hmm. Satsu's voice was like butter.
Satsu's got a good voice. Yeah, he's definitely got a good voice for podcasting.
And then I listen to myself and I think, I might just throw myself off of something high.
I feel that. Alright, so let's move on. Question for future guests. Which favorite console of all time?
Which... And why is it the Wii U?
Are you one of the three people that bought the Wii U? Please get in touch if you are.
I actually have a Wii U somewhere in this room, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
Exactly. It only exists in theory.
So, no, Tim gave it to me. But I don't know where I've put it. It's either up there or down there. I'm not sure.
And is there another question for Slade? What is my favorite console of all time? 360 would be the one I would say.
Solid.
But
solid.
That's the one, I think that's the one I have the most playtime on. Because I did have, like, I had the PS2, I had the GameCube, and I had the 360, but I spent more time playing the 360 than everything else.
I'm sure I've asked you this before. What was your first?
64, technically.
Me too.
So I have like cousins that are 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I ended up getting stuff from them later. So then I got like an SNES and things like that. So I did get some playtime with those things. But the first one my parents bought for me was the 64.
Nice.
All right. See, it's going back pretty quick. We have Nave from Gaming Together.
Hi, Nave.
What question would you have answered differently? All of them, probably. Fair enough. Question for the guests. Pick two controversial games, force them to pick one, and defend the choice. Put them on the spot, make them scared.
Are games that controversial anymore?
Some games are, yeah. Like, do you know anybody who actually liked that, what was the game? Not Forspoken, that's what I always called it. Forspoken.
No, but I think there's a difference there. What you're talking about is a bad game.
Right. Oh, and, like maybe you have to defend Hogwarts Legacy. People were controversy about that.
But once again, that's nothing on the game. That's the source material. I was thinking, do you remember when that game came out? I think it was called Hatred.
Oh, yes.
And you basically had to go and be a serial killer.
We should play that for the podcast.
Or Manhunt was another great example. Where
Bully was.
Bully, yeah. Those kind of games. Those kind of controversies. But they got released and they survived. And actually, some of them did very well. So
Postal.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if games can be considered that controversial nowadays. Because there's so many of them and people will play basically anything.
Yeah. Another question for me. How are you doing today? I'm pretty good. Like I said at the start, I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
And you get to record with me.
I get to look at Joey right now. Do y'all know how awesome it is to look at Joey?
I have that pleasure, but it's not awesome. It's cripplingly depressing.
This one will be pretty quick. We have the gaming duo, so Kelvin and Rob. Questions they would have answered differently. They said they're good with their answers.
I like that.
And only other thing they said was, it was great fun. Keep doing what you're doing.
Straight to the point.
Don't
fuck about.
Nope. All right, let's move over to Antonio from the Cult Worthy Cinema Podcast.
The man, the voice, the legend.
So he said he wouldn't have answered any questions differently, which is fair. What is your favorite movie soundtrack? Was his...
Do you know what's really interesting? I asked Tim this question in Two Blokes from Blighty that we recorded yesterday.
Okay.
I said, I mean, you've watched about four films, so I don't expect you to have seen The Social Network.
No.
But it's the one that Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails wrote the soundtrack to.
I was going to say Forrest Gump, but that's because it's got a lot of like 70s hits in that soundtrack. Mm.
Do you know what's a great soundtrack is Top Gun?
Yeah.
It's just 80s power ballads. All
you know, it's a movie I watched as an adult, like with my parents.
Go on.
And we got done, and they're like, man, that was really good. And they were like, so what'd you think? You know, and I had never seen it. And I was like, that kind of sucked.
Wait, you're talking about Top Gun?
Yeah, the first one?
Top Gun's so good.
I did not enjoy it.
It took my breath away. That's a reference to one of the songs.
Also, Antonio says
volleyball scene.
No.
Do you know what I think is really funny about that? And I've listened to the Top Gun soundtrack on Spotify quite a few times. That song is Kenny Loggins playing with the boys, but with all the homoerotic undertones of Top Gun, it's really funny that that version of the track, they used the vinyl version, but it's literally called Playing with the Boys 16 inch edition.
That's really funny.
It's good.
Antonio, that is no other questions for me. Just said thanks for having me. And you know what, Antonio? Thanks for having me on your show as well.
Oh, so loving.
He's a good guy. Next, we have Bill Barber from Gaming and Collecting / the 3DO Experience. Mm. Have you listened to Gaming Collecting or anything yet?
Gaming
how,
Collecting.
How dare you?
I've listened to the one that you were on.
Okay.
Because I listened to basically everything you're on, as long as it's not too anime heavy, because it blows my fucking mind. I've listened to Gaming and Collecting. It's and I've obviously listened to the Between Two Pods of Gaming and Collecting.
Collecting, yeah.
And Bill's really active in our Discord as well.
Yeah.
Good guy, Bill.
Good guy, Bill, over here. Can't wait for the message from Bill being like, how many times are you going to say my name? We're working on the drinking.
Bill Slade's dead.
We're working on the drinking game, Bill. That's what it is. So a question he would have answered differently is, if you could start a podcast about any topic, what would it be about? Which, to me, is curious, because Bill has three podcasts under the Gaming and Collecting. So they have the Collecting one, which doesn't get much time, because they mostly talk about anime and video games and not much on his collection.
Yeah.
They have the Geek Addicts one, where they'll just talk about like an anime or a film or whatever. And then they have the 3DO Experience, which is very specific, so it makes me wonder what the hell else Bill wants to talk about. Probably NASCAR for him.
That would be a cool podcast.
You know, I'm going to a NASCAR race next month.
In Atlantic City, after all the cocaine.
No, I'm going up to Talladega.
Talladega Nuts.
Yep.
That's all I know about Talladega, Slade.
You know what else you should know about Talladega?
I do also know that the incest capital of the world is not far from Talladega.
No, but the Helen Keller School for the Deaf and Blind is also there.
Helen Keller's a much bigger thing in the States than she is over here. She's only really known because of American media here.
Yeah, well then.
I know of her, and I'm gonna out myself here. I know her because of South Park.
I know the episode you're thinking of.
I was going to do episode. The song, but I'm not going to do the song.
I'll have to remind me. I have a thing about the Helen Keller School. I'll tell you later. I did some work up there, and I'll tell you something about it later.
God, okay.
So questions he would have answered differently. We did that. What question should I be asking future guests? What do you believe was your "we figured this out" moment since starting your podcast? I think you
Slade.
It was episode 4 where we had everybody's mics facing the right direction.
That was going to be mine as well. Or, actually, it was the episode we recorded. I think it was Bloodborne, where I realized that my microphone wasn't plugged in. I was recording straight into a laptop mic.
And another question for me was, what has been your favorite moment, either on your own show or during a collaboration, since you've started podcasting?
Nice.
Do you want to say the number?
3.
Yeah, it's still...
Is that your favorite?
It kind of is, yeah. It's still funny.
Yeah, yes. I still think back to the time when you fell out your chair.
Listen, I wasn't...
I wish we recorded the video for all. But yeah, I like the ones where we have mutual hatred of a game. Duke Nukem was a great episode.
It's when the three of us get together for like a good shin kicking, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy, Duke Nukem. I can't really think. Oh, Hunt Down the Freeman. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I still would have not gotten an apology for being yelled at by you two, because I was like, yeah, I had to use noclip to get through a level. And you're like, oh, you were only doing that because Yahtzee said that. And then you went to play it, and we got to the recording, and you're both like, yeah, I had to use noclip.
I don't remember if I did use noclip.
I know Tim said he did.
I mean, I think you have to get through it. Yeah. So.
I think the most egregious one was like somebody ragdolled in a doorway, and I couldn't progress without noclipping. Like, I couldn't walk through him. I couldn't jump over him. The hitbox wouldn't let me.
That was a game that Tim paid for us all for.
Yep.
Tim gave it real money that he'd worked for that.
Yeah. All right. So, Justin Henson from the Movie Wire. Two questions for what he would have answered differently. One was a book adaption for what he would like to have seen a sequel for, because I asked him, you know, what movie really deserves a sequel and never got it. I did not know there was a sequel for Who Framed Roger Rabbit in the book called Who Whacked Roger Rabbit.
Okay. I misheard the word whack in that. It was...
No, it's who whacked Roger Rabbit. Which...
No, I thought you said wanked. Who wanked Roger Rabbit?
I think that's the joke.
Oh, wow, that caught me and was lost by me all at the same time.
And the second one was him name dropping the wrong director for his movie recommendation, The Killing, which is directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Who did he say?
I don't remember.
I don't remember listening to that episode and being like, oh, he's not Stanley. No. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe I'll either. Go back and listen to it.
Question for future guest. Love or hate them, if there was a movie to be remade or rebooted, what should it be?
Remade or rebooted.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm so happy Happy Gilmore is getting a sequel.
Take it or leave it.
See, I think that's the answer, right? And I'm happy to see it, though, because I like the first one.
I think I'd like to see a remake of the Uncharted movie.
Yeah, but with, like, good actors.
And a different story and source material.
Right. is there another question for Slade? After getting to know Justin, how much more do you like him above Josh and Alex on a scale of 1 to 10? Your answer must start only with a 9 or above.
That's good. So what's the answer?
9.1 on a scale of a number.
Nice.
Well played, Justin.
Very good.
All right, we have Nick and Will from Friday Night Gamescast, or Friday Night Gamecast. I do that every time I say their podcast. I don't mean to say Gamescast, but it looks like the word should have that in there.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make sense if it did.
Now, these two were also the ones who tried to get my runtime longer than the Talking Smack episode. question which you've answered differently. Favorite game ever, Nick... Should have said Disco Elysium, which we need to play that on the podcast for some point.
We do.
Was my favorite, even if I didn't get the opportunity to go through. Wait, hang on. I should have said Disco Elysium was my favorite if I didn't get the opportunity to even though there's no such thing as favorites in my book. Oh, okay.
Friday Night Gamecast was 1 hour and 57 minutes and 38 seconds. Jesus Christ.
Talking Smack was like 2 hours and something.
Jesus. Do you edit these at all, or do you just like stick them together?
You want to know the truth? We can talk about it at the end of this. Let me get through this real quick.
You don't edit them.
What question should I be asking future guests? What basic video game enemy could you fight and win as a 1v1 with no weapons?
Nice.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Do you have an answer?
Oh, who could you 1v1?
The chickens in Zelda.
The chicken? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
I'm about to say, I hope you know what happens when you fight the chickens in Zelda.
Yeah, every single Zelda is the same.
You can't do that. Who could you 1v1? What enemy could you 1v1?
Koopas from Super Mario. Not Koopas. Goombas. Yeah.
That's a pretty good choice.
Just stamp on them.
That's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with that too.
Nice.
Question for Slade. When are you going to come on our show? Whenever you invite me.
I think that is an invitation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to DM y'all. We'll see. We'll set up something. I'm sure there's something we can talk about.
Can you just tell them that you're going to slide into the DMs?
I can.
I fucking hate that saying. Felt dirty saying it.
And the last one we have is Adam from Decaying with the Boys.
No, Nice. Still, I think my favorite named podcast.
The Game with the Boys?
Yeah, yeah. And we did also talk about playing with the boys before. No. Game with the Boys is just the 17-inch edition.
So basically, Adam said had a great time on the pod. No other questions. But the question they said I should be asking future guests if they stand while wiping. Which I think is what I'm...
sit while wiping. No.
I've told you this before, right?
What?
So if you ever want to divide a room of people...
Oh, no. We've spoken about it on Two Blokes from Blighty.
Blighty. Yeah. If you sit or stand while wiping.
There's a point where if you work in an office, you get to know people well enough to ask the question in the office. And it sparks outrage and conversation. I found out that one of my co-workers, not one of her fiancés, but her fiancé, stands up, turns around, and then wipes.
No.
What the fuck is with that? That's so weird.
No,
sit down to wipe. Of course you do.
Yeah, you sit down and you like lean a cheek over.
Yeah.
And you go for it.
And you go to town.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't say that.
No. But as every time, I would really like to thank everyone for coming on, as always. It's such a blast doing Between Two Pods. It's one of my favorites. There was a question I wanted to go into more with you, and I don't remember who asked it.
Only one man's going to know the answer.
I'm working on it. I don't even need to look at this. You asked me about the editing of Between Two Pods.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I'll tell this now for everybody listening, because this will also be in the episode. So what I do is I open my 100% true and legal version of Adobe Audition.
You would never use an illegal version.
Would never, you know, because paying a subscription for a piece of software totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
I use a legal version.
Yep. We all do.
As well.
So, you take that, you take everybody's audio, the music for Between Two Pods, a little doom ba da da da, the little guitar bit. That goes on one of the tracks. I put everybody's audio in the other, make sure the voices are, you know, fairly well balanced. The music's not overbearing. Then I export it. I don't listen to the whole thing. I export it, and then I send it to the people who are going to be on the show, and I say, hey, take a listen to this. If you see anything you want cut out, give me a timestamp and let me know.
That is amazing. Wow. That's so clever. Like, you get them to come on and make you content, and then you make them edit as well. God, that's genius.
Every single Between Two Pods has been done that way. Every single one.
You cheeky fucker. I'm just going to do it. Go. So you need to edit it.
Nope, that's going to be in there. You're going to get a... You'll see the file in our Discord. That's not going to be cut out.
Wow. Well, look at the wavelength on Zencast. It's just a block.
That's fine. Joey, after listening to every Between Two Pods, do you have anything for me?
Really put me on the fucking spot there. I'm not going to ask you who your favorite what your favorite podcast of those that you've interviewed, but who was your favorite guest to have on?
You, Joey.
Fuck off. Who was your favorite guest?
I don't know if I have a favorite guest, to be honest with you. I mean, everybody's been a delight to talk to. I do know who my least favorite is, and their podcast isn't around anymore.
You've told me this already, but let's keep it off the thing. Is this because of the thing where they tried to kiss you passionately at the end of it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because of that.
Wait, is it the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know, is it?
Let's talk about it off the recording. but deeply, passionately kissed them afterwards. So.
But no, everybody I've had on, I've had a great time with and a great conversation with everyone. I guess some highlights for this year would be Friday Night Gamecast. The Elder Trolls would be another one. Mm-hmm. Those guys.
The Elder Troll, the only podcast that you made me put a subtitle in the title.
Yep.
Between the cheeks.
Yeah, because I was trying to do, whenever I find out people are like related or something like that when I do one of these, or they're really close, I like to try to divide them the best I can.
Nice.
Because then, again, the content just creates itself. I just get to sit here and like enjoy it.
Is this why you don't speak so much on Game Club Pod anymore? Just let me and Tim bully each other.
Yeah.
You're plus, our third.
Plus, I well, think people hear my voice too much anyway.
We have a third brother. You're our fourth brother.
Hooray. No, hooray. I think people hear my voice too much anyway on Game Club. So,
why?
Because, well, I do like over half of the work.
Fuck off, do you? You release Between Two Pods every other week.
Yep.
And then you do one with me and Tim every other week. Tim, Slade, that pales in comparison to me and Tim doing one a week plus the one every other week. We do one and a half a week.
Which I do need to talk to you about another show idea that I have.
Fucking hell. So tune in soon for your daily podcast at the Game Club Pod. Sign up to our Patreon.
Hang on. Wait, Tim's in my news. Defense. In my defense. Yeah, Tim's dude's on our Patreon. In my defense, I know you did one episode, but I did three of the DLCs.
Yeah.
Four soon.
Yeah.
Number four soon. And then I also do all of Between Two Pods, Game Club Pod, and the Anime Corner.
Once a month, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's also because I don't know if I have time to fit another thing in my schedule. That's why it's once a month.
We've done more than 75 Two Blokes from Blighties.
No.
And how many has Tim edited?
Zero.
None of the fuckers.
Tim does the least amount of editing in Game Club.
Tim does the least amount of everything. He brings the vibes.
Yep. Tim shows up and he's like, vibe, check.
Rat vibe. That's Tim. Rat boy. Rat vibe.
Rat vibe.
Rat. Anyway, I feel like this is tailed off a little bit, Slade.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Do you want to? Is there anything you want to say to the listeners?
Not really. Thank you, everybody, again for being on. Thank you to all who listen. You know, Between Two Pods is a great way to get to know other people. If you have people in mind for season 3, do let me know. You can find me over at Slade Plays Games on pretty much everything except Instagram. That's Slade's Life.
Slade's Life. So wholesome. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you bastards.